Hey, Anna, did you know that the moon is slowly getting farther from the Earth? It's moving away at 1 inch per year.
Oh, my gosh. 1 inch per year. That's crazy.
I know. Can you believe how fast that is?
I cannot believe. Why does it want to leave us?
It doesn't.
What have we done?
We pushed it away. It's our gravity.
Emotionally.
It's moving away. But it's kind of sad. It's getting farther and farther away. That means every year it gets smaller in the sky.
Man. That is really a depressing thought.
Oh, well, sorry to bring it such a downer. I mean, we've got like thousands of years till we notice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, how worried should I be about this?
No, it has no effect on us whatsoever. But it's just, isn't it cool that we can figure that kind of stuff out?
It is pretty cool. An inch per year.
From the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm Dean Regas, and this is Looking Up.
Event in history. It's going to be awesome.
So imagine that. If you lived on a planet there, you'd have three suns in your sky. Two yellow ones and one little red one.
Oh, this is like in Star Trek when Luke and the two moons, suns.
That definitely doesn't sound right
planet.
At all. And I think what people get excited about with TRAPPIST-1 is all these planets are close together. Like, they're not very far apart. Like, you can go from one to the other, like we go to the moon. Mm. So people have this idea of, oh, what if they all have life on them? And
yeah.
Do the life compete with each other? Is it a federation of planets around TRAPPIST-1? I think people start getting excited. And then people start confusing Star Trek and Star Wars and start wars and things like
that. That was one time.
The comet looked like a skull with flames coming off of it, ripping the Earth apart and stuff. I was like, oh my gosh.
And you thought, this is for me.
I was terrified.
This is the fun part about being an astronomer is you get these pictures back from a billion miles away and they say the same exact thing. They're like, what?
Yeah.
I can see she's bummed if it's not a planet, right?
I'm all excited. I don't want to.
Believe me, so am I.
Let's just say it's a planet. I think if we say it enough, everyone will just be like, it must be.
He called me up and said, I've got this video of UFO. You guys have to check it out because I'm going to send it to the newspapers. I'm going to send it to TV and it's going to be everywhere. And
he offered
you
an exclusive.
He did. He offered me the exclusive. But wait, I haven't gotten to the best part.
Oh, my gosh.
If I haven't sold it already.
Thank God I'm sitting down.
This podcast is going to be talking all about astronomy and outer space, from stars to planets and the universe and beyond. We're going to be talking to experts in the field, answering kid questions, talking about the Cincinnati Observatory's crank file, and all this launches on July 12th, so check it out.
Well, you can expect drama.
Drama?
All across the country.
Sounds like something out of Shakespeare or the Bible or something.
Or the Real Housewives of somewhere.